For two decades now, members of the Hancock County Sheriff's Department have stepped up to make sure no child or elderly person goes without a Merry Christmas. Hancock County Sheriff Scott Kane tells Star 97.7 how he first decided there was a need for a real-life Santa here in Downeast, Maine.
The Sheriff's Charities began about 20 years ago. We were using the funds that we raised for different events to do some projects in the communities. And one of the things we really wanted to do was do our best to make sure that kids could have something for Christmas. Unfortunately, there are too many of them out there that don't have a happy Christmas, and we wanted to try to help in any way that we could.
Kane says sometimes a child's wish is as simple as a warm pair of socks or new underwear, but they always make sure to include a toy along with those things so many of us take for granted. Bright and early this Friday morning, members of the Hancock County Sheriff's Department, other government offices, and friends will gather at the Ellsworth Walmart for a very special shopping trip. Hancock County Sheriff Scott Kane tells Star 97.7 what makes this particular shopping spree extra heartwarming.
We have a tremendous group of people that turn out from the office. Other parts of the county government, friends, relatives will all congregate at 5 o'clock in the morning down at Walmart, and we'll have a list of 125 kids, and we've also added senior citizens to that who unfortunately are in the same category as some of these kids if they go without.
Sheriff Kane says funds from the sheriff's charities cover the costs. The nonprofit was started 20 years ago to make sure the holidays are always special for the young and old alike here in Hancock County. This Friday morning, law enforcement officers from the Hancock County Sheriff's Office will exchange their uniforms for elf outfits, head to the Ellsworth Walmart, and begin shopping for magic for those in need in Hancock County. Hancock County Sheriff Scott Kane tells Star 97.7 it's one of the many ways they give back to the community through the sheriff's charities.
We work with WHCA out on the Bucksport Road, and they'll generate a list and get it to us. We'll do the shopping, gather everything up, and we take the items out to their office, drop them off, and they wrap them and distribute them. Some of the items we distribute ourselves, but there are some that they distribute as well. So it's a good partnership that we have with them.
Last year, the Sheriff's Charities made sure close to 150 children and 75 elderly residents who otherwise might have gone without were gifted with a Merry Christmas and those extra special gifts under the tree. Last year, about 150 kids and 75 elderly residents in Hancock County had a much merrier Christmas thanks to the Sheriff's Charities. Hancock County Sheriff Scott Kane tells Star 97.7 the annual shopping trip for toys and gifts brings warm hearts and even includes an occasional laugh or two.
We get a thrill out of it. I mean, you see the crew that are out there shopping, and some of us, when it comes to me and some of the male crew that works here, if we get a gift for a three-year-old girl, we scratch our head and we start looking for wives and females to help us pick things out. So it's really quite an adventure, and it's a great time. It usually takes us a couple of hours. It's fun, and we look forward to it every year.
The crew will be gathering bright and early this Friday morning to begin shopping for this year's treasures. Gifts are then dropped off at WHCA on the Bucksport Road, where they're wrapped and readied for Santa to pick up and deliver.